This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Boland Beth, The Life of an English Hen Harrier by David Cobham. Read by Dougal Bruce Lockhart.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For Stephen Murphy, who guards the flame that keeps alive the future of our English hen harriers. Prologue. Boland Beth, named after the forest of Boland where she was bred, was an exceptional hen harrier. Some harriers, when near to fledging, stand head and shoulders above the rest of the brood. They are bigger, their plumage is glossier and richer in colour, their eyes are brighter, and they fledge ahead of their siblings. Beth was one such. Following the style of Henry Williamson's Tark of the Otter and Fred Bodsworth's Last of the Curlews, I have dramatised Beth's short life between 2011 and 2012, trying to enter her world to show what being a hen harrier today is like. I have immersed myself not only in the day-to-day regimen of her life, the hours of hunting, bathing, keeping her plumage in order and roosting, but have also attempted to express the fear of living in an environment managed to provide packs and packs of driven grouse for a few wealthy people to shoot for sport. I hope that by dramatising Boland Beth's life, I can rally another group of conservationists.